online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A second arrest has been made by police investigating the death of a man found on a pavement in Margate. Molly's got the details for KMFM.
Paramedics pronounced Kevin Sampson from Minster in Ramsgate dead at the scene in Victoria Road at the beginning of the month. A 50-year-old man who has no permanent address has been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter and theft. A 46-year-old man from Margate was also arrested last week and is now being investigated on suspicion of the same offences. Police are appealing for information about where Mr. Sampson was between midday and 9:45 on the day he died. Both men have been released pending further inquiries.
KMFM News.
Three British tourists have died after a sightseeing helicopter crashed in the Grand Canyon. Three other Brits and the pilot are all said to be in a critical condition in a Las Vegas hospital. Gusts of 50 miles per hour hampered the rescue on Saturday. Local police chief Francis Bradley says the area is hard to reach.
The terrain where the crash occurred in Quartermaster Canyon is extremely rugged. It's only accessible by aircraft, and our first responders had a 20-minute hike to get to the scene.
Theresa May's warned Oxfam there'll be a zero-tolerance approach to sex abuse allegations. The charity's holding crisis talks with the International Development Secretary today, with the future of his government funding in doubt. It's after claims of a cover-up of some workers' behaviour in Haiti. Efforts to help the homeless in Kent are being given a boost over the next few weeks as council bosses review services for people sleeping rough. We're being invited to put forward our views as part of a consultation looking at improving services and ending the so-called postcode lottery surrounding care and provisions. Graham Gibbons is the cabinet member for adult services. He says they need to ensure the quality of service across the county.
We want to make sure that we work with a whole range of organisations to ensure that we do have the best services in provision to help people long-term recover from being homeless.
More than 260 flights to and from London City Airport have been cancelled after a World War II bomb was found in the River Thames. Some people living nearby have also been forced to leave their homes. A woman's been cut free from her car after it landed on its roof following a crash in Cranbrook. Emergency services were called to Goldford Road just before 9 this morning after two cars collided. She's been treated by paramedics at the scene. Parents in Kent are being urged to take their children to the pharmacist for minor illnesses before heading straight to the GP or A&E. NHS England has begun a major campaign to ease pressure on doctors. It says freeing up GPs' time for sicker patients would help save around £850 million a year. Fareed Carson is a pharmacist in Chatham.
They go into A&E, they wait there for long periods of time, and it could be something trivial. So use the pharmacy as a first port of call. If we can't treat them, then what we do is we signpost them to either the GP surgery or tell them to go to A&E.
A search is underway for a missing teenager who police think could be in the Swale area. 15-year-old Chloe Chambers from Essex went missing on Saturday and has links to Sittingbourne, Sheppey and East Kent. We've tweeted her picture at KMFM News. Work's now getting underway on a new junction off the M20 in Kent, 10 years after the idea was first suggested. It's hoped Junction 10A will help ease congestion in Ashford. James Wright is from Highways England and says it's desperately needed.
Without Junction 10A in place, there's a risk that future economic growth in the town would be constrained. So building that new junction and relieving that pressure is a real move forward for the town.
It's thought the £100 million scheme will be finished by 2020. It's been revealed Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be married by the Archbishop of Canterbury. Their wedding's taking place at midday on the 19th of May, meaning it probably won't clash with the football FA Cup final. There'll also be a public procession through the streets of Windsor.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Great Britain's Amy Fuller says she's devastated after the weather conditions overshadowed her snowboarding final at the Winter Olympics. Strong wind affected nearly all the athletes in the women's slopestyle. Fuller finished 17th and crashed on her second run. She says it was a disappointing way to finish the event.
It's the Olympic final. It's my last run. I put everything I had on the table. I used all my cards and I think I was just really, really unlucky with the wind. There's nothing else I can say, like it literally just swept me off my feet.
Meantime, Kent's Lizzie Yarnold, who's the reigning Olympic champion, and medal hope Laura Dees both managed top three finishes on the first official day of the skeleton practice. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.